Just a look at Main Street in Columbus, Mississippi, and you can sense why Travel and Leisure voted it one of America's great Main Streets. But it hasn't always been this way. As these images, taken over the years by Columbus's own world-renowned photographer Bernie Iams, suggest, Mississippi has endured challenges throughout its history. Unemployment, still 15% in some parts, including some of the poorest people in the poorest state in the nation. An unlikely place, you'd think, for an economic recovery. And yet at 516 Main Street, that's precisely the story. The Columbus Commercial Dispatch is the last family-owned daily newspaper in Mississippi. The headline on this afternoon? A Japanese tire company will be opening a new plant west of town. Yokohama Tire will employ 500 people and possibly up to 2,000 if all goes according to plan. Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant.
These are manufacturing jobs. And so hopefully they are those type that will be transferred from one generation to the next.
The tire plant is just the latest in what is now called the Golden Triangle, a shining example of new manufacturing in an area that not too long ago was just the opposite. Plant after manufacturing plant had closed here in the late 90s.
The day before the big shutdown.
And then in 2007, the area's largest employer for decades, Sara Lee, closed its food processing plant. Yet the area's rebirth was already underway. Severstal, a Russian steelmaker, built its $900 million plant here, followed by PACCAR, the American builder of truck engines. And when Airbus decided to build helicopters here, many felt it launched a new era.
I jokingly tell people that all of a sudden people started walking upright. They started thinking, hey, you know, we build stuff that flies.
At 1102 Main Street, Joe Max Higgins runs Link, the development group credited with attracting more than $5 billion in new investment to the Triangle. Higgins is the area's larger-than-life salesman, and you can get a sense how that happened.
Live every second like your ass is on fire.
In other words, go for it.
All the time. And so that's typically how we look at this stuff. My license plate on my yep. vehicle says 2EQLAST.
So second equals last.
Every time. In this business, if you come in second, you might as well not have participated.
We're very, very, very lucky to have...
To come in first with Yokohama, Higgins' group helped coordinate a state effort offering $130 million in incentives. It bought the land, developed the site, and built a new access road. When Yokohama raised concerns about the reliability of the local workforce, Joe Higgins made an emotional plea to its top officer.
I said, this is a community whose heart was cut out when Sara Lee left. I said, you could be the phoenix rising up from the ash by building this new facility here. And you could replace Sara Lee as the community's hope. And he looked at me and he said, I want to see this Sara Lee.
So Higgins took Yokohama's chairman up in a helicopter.
We did 2.5 times around Sara Lee. I let him look out the window.
You're looking down at destroyed plants.
Looks like a bomb hit it, okay? And 2.5 times he looked up at me and he nodded. Mm-hmm. I kind of think back that might have been the day the second that we were picked.
Yokohama and other manufacturers were also drawn to the area's industrial megasites, pre-approved and ready for construction, as well as non-union labor and universities, including the local community college. The community college has a track record of training its students for high-tech factory work. For training purposes, Airbus provides students with helicopter components. PACCAR offers truck engines. East Mississippi Community College's Dr. Raj Shanak. What do you say to the line that we've all heard for decades now, that American manufacturing is either dead or it's dying?
Modern manufacturing in America, but especially in the Golden Triangle of Mississippi, is not disappearing.
So how much does the area get out for all the incentives it gives to industry? In the steel mills case, local efforts provided $12 million in land, infrastructure, and tax breaks. The county now receives more than $2 million a year in revenues, which will soon grow to $5 million every year. So the investment will more than pay off in the long run.
We shall overcome.
The area's rebirth, however, is only one of the stories we encountered on Main Street. We were in town the week of Dr. Martin Luther King Day.
If Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King was here today, what would Dr. Martin Luther King do?
The gathering took place on the courthouse steps within a few feet of a Civil War monument honoring those who defended the values of the Confederacy.
Mississippi is still a very segregated society. A lot of people like to put blinders on and act like it does not exist.
Kamal Kareem is a local preacher who helped organize the event.
In Mississippi, there is a psychosis of poverty. In other words, I've been poor for so long until I think that that's the way that it's supposed to be.
The counties around Columbus include some of the poorest people in the poorest state in the nation. In some areas, one-third of the people live in poverty. The Columbus public school system has been largely abandoned by its white residents. 40% of the city is white, yet only 10% of the city's school system is white. Mississippi public schools are poorly funded and the worst performing schools in the nation.
This school district traditionally has always had a failing grade, a D. This is what we have to overcome, not just in education, but in every aspect of life. We have to overcome the psychosis of poverty.
Which begs the question, to what extent will the area's poor benefit from the new manufacturing? Manufacturing taxes supply more than a quarter of the county's school budget, but they contribute only a fraction to the city's struggling school system.
Good job, buddy. Good job.
Cedric Brownlee and his wife Sharika both worked at Sara Lee until the plant closed.
All of a sudden, it was gone. You know, it was like, wow, you know. It was devastating, you know, for the community. You know, there was a lot of people, you know, who really didn't know, you know, what tomorrow was going to bring.
While both worked minimum wage jobs, Cedric enrolled at East Mississippi Community College. He worked hard, earning several certifications. 7 years after losing his job at Sara Lee, he was finally hired, a full-time job with benefits at PACCAR, the truck engine plant. He now earns $15 an hour, double his minimum wage jobs.
You know, we came a long way, you know, and now here we are. We are living better than we ever lived.
Same for Janice Allen, who doubled her pay when she landed a job as an engineering specialist at Airbus. And the company is now paying for her to pursue a business degree.
It happened for me, so I'm very thankful for the opportunity.
I'm gonna hide behind.
Before we finish our story, meet Yusef Kareem, Kamal Kareem's son. He sang that night at the courthouse. A high school senior, Yusef washes dishes at his family's soul food restaurant. Listen to him sing for a moment.
I was born by the river.
As we show you a few more images from photographer Bernie Ines.
I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time.
Most everyone we met on Main Street here says any discussion of the town's future must remember its past.
It's been too hard for living.
Before we left Main Street, we learned that 5 out of the first 11 Yokohama hires are African American. Young Yusef will not be one of them because he plans to attend college to become a biology teacher and then a public school administrator.
But I know change gonna come.
It was tough not knowing when change was gonna come.
And as for Cedric Brownlee, who after years of struggle was hired at the truck plant, the manufacturing boom has already changed his life. He and his wife have bought their first house and last year took their first vacation.
You mean literally your first vacation?
Our first vacation.
Since when?
Since forever. You know, it was our first vacation.
How'd that feel?
It felt wonderful.